Calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Good morning. Thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. This is Regina. I am on a recorded line. How may I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Ruth. I'm calling from Family First Care in regards to one of our patients.
All righty. Hi, Ruth. I need your NPI or tax ID number.
Sure. Tax ID is 82-284-3555.
All righty. And what's a good contact number for you, Ruth?
267-551-7426.
All righty. And, Ruth, what is our participant's date of birth?
2/15/1964.
All righty, 2/15/1964. And Ruth, could you share their name?
Darlene Sampson.
Darlene Sampson. I'm looking for Ms. Sampson right now, and I have her. What's her address?
Hold on, let me just pull that up. Her address is 637 West 2nd Street in Bridgeboro.
Let's see. All righty. And what's her phone number that you have listed?
484-426-9717.
All righty. 484-426-9717 is the number I have. How can I assist you today, Ms. Ruth?
So I want to let you know that the patient reached out to our agency and she'd like to switch over to our agency with her caregiver.
All righty. So the participant reached out to you. I would need to send a message to her service coordinator and share that she would like to change agencies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All righty. I can also, Ruth, I can share her service coordinator's information with you, their email
information. That would be great. Yeah, that would be
all
great.
Right.
That way I can reach out directly as well.
Okay. Let me get that for you in one moment. I'm just noting something in the system, and then I'll get that email address for you. Let's see what we got. So her service coordinator is Robert. Nope,
mm-hmm.
I apologize. Her service coordinator is Robert, yep, Robert Yeager, Y-E-A-G-E-R, and
mm-hmm.
his email address is going to be his last name of Yeager, Y-E-A-G-E-R,
mm-hmm.
another R, and then J, the numeral 2. At upmc.edu.
Okay, got it. Now, do you have a direct phone number for Robert?
We can't share phone numbers, but if the service coordinator chooses to share, and I'm sure he'll share it with you,
have
to share their numbers.
Okay, not a problem. I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, and is there anything else I could assist you with today?
No, that's about it.
All righty, Ms. Ruth, thank you for calling UPMC. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All righty, bye-bye.